Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nope.
No.
It's no.
Right.
Get where's the jolly drop board?
Yeah,
two folks on jolly.
Zeke Mouth D'Orazio.
That's my.
I've been doing this for 2 years.
How long have you been doing this?
2 years.
It's because you brought up Creed.
No, shut up.
Shut up.
You brought it up.
Say it with no. It's your fault.
It is
just
my fault.
Say it's your fault.
Shut up. I said it right away.
Turn your mic off. It's your fault. You idiot.
Love you,
it's at 5:30.
Love you, but you're doing a horrible job.
No. Play the regular song.
I don't know if he has
Wow.
Play it! Play the Kendrick Lamar song.
Follow up!
There's no way.
Unbelievable.
He can't recover.
What is that?
What was the beginning of it? Is he scrambling on YouTube? Is this clean version or is there going to be cursing?
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, where we play Creed at 5:30. We're at Chickies and Beats in South Philly.
I've been doing this for 2 years.
Man.
Outrageous. I've been doing this 2 years. I know how to do this.
2 years, varsity.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I stink.
Yeah. So good.
Here's my little soundboard with only one guy on it. All right. Whoa! Dump that. Justin, dump it.
I don't think
he didn't say it.
He didn't?
No,
I think
he didn't
say it. All right. It sounded like it.
Oh, this is.
Yeah.
It's top of this hour has been crazy already.
It's a good start.
It's only 3 minutes.
Yep.
It's a good
That's
start.
What she said.
It's a Friday.
Let's do the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, man.
Five. Beautiful five.
Man, I was wondering what he could have played there.
Oh,
that would have been.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Even worse.
Dude, how about I started singing?
I know. I thought it was 5:30. Are we working overtime right now? Because it's 5:30 to us.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Played the song. I started singing.
Yep.
I had no idea.
You're on autopilot.
Yeah. Yep. We're like Freud's and what's the Freud experiment with the dogs? Pavlov's dogs. That's what we are. Never a doubt. All right. So it's an anniversary of one of the coolest moments in Philadelphia sports history today. But is it number one? The five coolest singular plays in Philly sports since 2000. Starting at number five.
31-31. Matt Dodge, the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45.
The Eagles win!
This is Miracle in the Middle East!
and the Giants fans can't believe it, and the Eagles have just pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen.
Now, if that's number five.
It's a tough. It's tough.
I mean, no, is 4-1 just going to be bedlam at the bank each time?
No, it could have been. Okay. It could have been. And by the
How
way.
Is that number five?
That's what I see.
I know. Listen, we can debate.
Pretty good list.
We can debate after.
All right.
But the Deshaun punt return, I have it number five. And a play.
Pretty impressive list.
And a play that happened last year actually, for me, now trumps the Deshaun punt return.
Oh, the dagger.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking. Still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that.
Listen,
he did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
Wow. It was unbelievable.
Is it fair that is now top the Deshaun punt return?
Ooh.
Oh, man. Whoa. Just a cool, on cool moments. That's the debate that I think is interesting. Because we also have never seen a walk-off punt return. Yeah. I don't
Listen,
believe.
Listen, the Saquon play is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I would put the Deshaun play
the
over
the Saquon.
The walk-off
D-Jack play?
Yeah.
He jumped over a guy backwards.
He did.
But the context of the play matters.
Right.
You know, like in the game.
Right.
And the fact that not only was Deshaun's walk-off, it was to cap off a giant comeback.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know,
I'm
man.
Surprised that's not number one.
What?
D-Jack play.
We'll get to number one.
Okay.
We'll get to number one. But the Saquon play, flying up.
I'm in there.
I
loved it.
If you want to talk about like still shots, we have the still shot of the Saquon play. I guess still shot of Deshaun and him just having the hand up.
Yeah.
Or Matt Dodge is being on his ass. Or
Tom Coughlin's
face. Yep. Tom Coughlin's face. The third coolest singular sports play in Philly sports since 2000 is this.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes.
And it is gone.
Yes. Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
Man.
Three.
Woo.
Three.
Look at that.
Yep.
The only one is
got the goosebumps.
Still gets me.
It's different.
Every time I hear it, still gets me.
I really hope that's not it.
Vransky said he might not ever hit a bigger one.
I know.
You know.
I know. But Bedlam of the Bank, number three.
Love it.
And that was a great call, too.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
You
the
know
call
what I mean?
Added to it.
Yeah. I mean, gave it the name.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
The call was great.
Call definitely added to it. Now, these last two are where it gets a little tricky. The second coolest Philly sports moment.
This has got to be the tagger.
Philly sports play since 2000 happened 24 years ago today.
Wow, number two.
Iverson. Bothered by Lowe's. Iverson. Yes.
How about that?
And the steps over to Ron Lowe's.
Seven straight points by Iverson. Looked like he was dead in the water.
The Sixers by four. 40 seconds left.
Now, that is the most iconic image, I think, of all of them that we've heard so far.
Yeah, I would
agree. Step over, just the picture of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, I was saying to Ike before the show, I thought about this. It's coincidental that this is the the anniversary of it, because last night's Pacers Thunder game reminded me a little bit of the Sixers winning that finals game.
Sure.
You know, Thunder being a huge favorite. I said to Ike that the Sixers were actually, the Lakers were a minus 2,000 favorite to win that series. Minus 2,000.
Well, they hadn't lost a game yet.
Yeah.
In the postseason.
They lost the whole
game. That was the only game they lost. Now, the step over versus Bedlam. Where do we rank on that?
Bedlam was bigger.
You think so?
Yeah.
This
Bedlam sent them to the World Series.
Yeah, but that was in the finals.
I know, and it's one game.
I know. Minor?
We know how the rest of the finals went.
Yeah, it wasn't that. What do you think?
I don't know what you think, right? Probably to the city, the AI play is probably bigger.
Yeah.
The step over is like the play, I think.
Well, it's also one of the most iconic moments in NBA history.
Yeah.
Whereas,
like, people still ask Tyronn Lue about the step over. Like, yeah. They still ask.
You don't think they're grilling Robert Suarez about the Harper home run?
No, I. Now, in fairness, here's the other thing: is like, if I had been at Bedlam at the Bank,
exactly,
I might have a different view of it.
That's what I was going to say. That was in L.A.
I know.
That was here.
Yeah, and it was pretty damn cool.
Yeah,
it was pretty damn cool. It was pretty damn cool.
Either way, you can't go wrong with either one.
Now, by the way,
I'm waiting to hear which
one. What's number one?
Oh, I know it's one.
Mosey?
They don't like, I hate to say this. I hate to say this. Eagles are up 15
to 12. You hate to say it, but you're going to say it.
I'm going to say it. I would feel better at this point taking the 3 points. I think it is it's a risk, and if you make it, it's great. If you don't make it, it's a big momentum swing.
Listen, I would feel better if you put LeGarrette Blount in the game and you run Blount between the tackles. That would make me feel good, but he's on the sideline.
And Clement is back in.
Oh, I'm comfortable with him as well.
Foles in the gun. Clement to his right. Now lines up behind Foles. Foles moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow.
The Philly Special, the number one coolest play in Philly sports.
I can't believe you gave it credit.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I think that's the right one.
It's a very cool play.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's the right one.
Yeah. I thought you were going to do a Jack Fritz, though.
You thought I was going to go the dagger.
No, I thought you were going to go with BG's play.
Yeah. We've seen a strip sack before. It won them a championship. I tried to keep, Brad Lidge falling to his knees.
Right.
Not last year's show. I was actually thinking about the Cooper DeJean pick six being put in there, but I think the Saquon still shot of jumping over a guy backwards has a lot of. I think the four are pretty unarguable. The Deshaun, Bedlam, step
Philly
over,
special.
Philly special. Yeah. Is that
unarguable?
Is it arguable or inarguable?
It's. What did you say? Unarguable?
I said inarguable.
It's inarguable.
Did I not say that?
Unarguable.
You said unarguable.
Why don't you both take it and
he did. Thank you. That's
you know
what he said.
I'll correct you. I never correct you on anything. it's a good list. It's a good list.
I wonder if anyone thinks step over is one.
I bet Elliot does.
Elliot does. Elliot's huge Iverson
guy.
Oh,
yeah, Elliot definitely does.
Huge Iverson guy.
Yeah, but you got to. Yeah, if you're just saying... Would you say iconic play? Would you say
the coolest?
Coolest play?
Yeah.
Yeah, Philly Special is probably. It's one of those two.
Yeah.
That's a tough top three there, Fritzy.
It is.
That's pretty tough.
I'm proud of you for putting Philly Special in there. Yeah, you're a Philly Special hater.
Yeah, he is.
Well, I hate the importance of it. I've always argued against the importance of it.
Yeah.
It was a pretty cool play.
All right.
It was a pretty cool play.
That's a good top five, Fritz.
Thank
top
you. Five feel, it's a feel-good Friday on the afternoon show.
You know what I've never paid attention to, because I don't think we ever play it, is the lead-up to the play by Marilyn Mike.
Oh, it's so good.
Just explaining all their wrong ideas of what was going to happen. Yeah, what should
Merrill,
happen.
Merrill, I take the three.
Yep.
Me too, Merrill.
And then Mike's like, give it to Blunt.
Not even in the game.
Yeah, give it to Clement. Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, Doug's running a dive to the left.
Yep. I don't think they have a fullback on the roster, but Doug was trying to find one.
This hour sponsored by Guide to Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guide to Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Mentioned it there. The Pacers taking game one over the Thunder. TJ McConnell now 3 wins away. From an NBA championship.
Only in the important things.
There is something I've never seen a team like this Pacers team do what they're doing these playoffs. Like they've done this now 4 times when they've been down double digits in the fourth quarter over all great teams, by the way. Yeah. They did it to the Cavs, you know. Well, Knicks aren't a great team, but there's just something about them where they just don't stop.
Yep.
Like they just keep coming. And they get hot at the right time. You know, they hit a bunch of threes last night. But I can't believe it. I think they might – I still wouldn't bet on them to win. But they could win.
As soon as I bet on them, that's when they're going to get swept
for
the rest of the games. And I damn sure almost did it yesterday. It's plus 530.
I know.
For them to win yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't remember –
for them to win the series.
For them to
win the series.
And I can't remember a team that's not like – they're not that good.
No.
They're definitely not that good. That's been – that's
the
gone,
Pacers, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gone on this kind of run during my life watching
I don't,
the NBA.
You don't normally see this in the NBA.
Like,
no.
That Raptors team, but still Kawhi was great.
Yep.
He was the best player in the league during those playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you don't normally – basketball, you don't normally get these type of runs.
No.
Like star players normally wind up in the NBA finals.
Yep. You can't even say that OKC team because back in the day because it's still KD, Russ, and Harden. I mean,
and you can do whatever you want with – Halliburton's a great player. But, like, and he'll be high on lists.
Right.
But he's not,
no,
like, a top 10 player.
Not that guy.
Top 10-ish, but he's not, like, a top 5 player, which is what we normally think of winning an NBA championship.
Yep.
But just, and look, they haven't won anything yet, and they could lose 4 straight games here. But an incredible run.
I still believe OKC comes back.
Yeah, I mean, they are... They're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
I was 1 year early. I had them plus 2,000 to make the finals last year.
I think a lot of people had them last year.
Yeah.
You know, as like
which
the surprise.
Which made everybody scared to bet them this year because they didn't come through last year.
And I was
year.
A year early on the Pacers.
Uh-oh. Some people debating Jack's top five.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Here we go.
I don't think here we go. Why did you say here we go? I always agree with you.
I'm just messing with you, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, Ike.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
What's up?
Like, I think Chase Utley, You Are the Man, got to be in there.
Ooh. Oh.
Well, it was a regular season game in Atlanta when Harry said that. I mean, we talking about the play in the World Series?
Yeah, the Harry Callis called Chase Utley, You Are the Man, yeah.
Yeah, but that was – but again, that was a regular season game in Atlanta when he first said it. That's
– You're saying it wasn't big enough?
No, I mean, well, if you're talking – Dom, are you talking about the play in the World Series or the play in Atlanta?
Play in Atlanta.
But that can't be in the top five.
But your criteria wasn't the most important. It was
I mean, Saquon's play was just a regular season
game against the Jags.
Yeah, but it was coolest. I mean, Utley
if
went,
it's coolest,
Utley went second
be
to
there.
Home.
If it's most important,
all right. All right. Listen,
now you're going to get the ire of Tasty Cake. That's
I agree with Jack all the time.
But isn't the coolest, if you want to talk about Chase, the coolest thing would be the fake throw to
home.
Fake throw to first throw
home.
Well,
here's the question, Tasty Cake. Cool. What are you taking out of the top five?
Yeah, that's the question.
Tough.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. That's why it makes it hard, yeah.
It's just when Jack started, that was the first play that came into my head.
Interesting.
Right. Well, actually not. I didn't hear Jack say since 2000. Spike, Ike, you both noticed the coolest play. Forget about Philly. the coolest play in sports history is the Landsberger, right? That's not human, what Doc did.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Up and under move?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. They showed it. Spike, they showed that on as a commercial for the NBA. They showed that
for 20 years.
For 25 years. And that was in an that was in an NBA final.
Yeah.
But we see a lot of players do that nowadays.
Yeah, I think the problem with the older...
I've seen Obi Toppin do that last
year. Yeah, the problem with the older NBA highlights is that even like the Michael Jordan spectacular move or whatever, which at the time, and when I watched it, was outrageous, is just like, is not outrageous anymore, you know? To your point about Obi Toppin, like, Obi Toppin had a dunk in the playoffs 3 weeks ago that 20 years ago would have been the best play I'd ever seen in NBA history, you know? So I think that's the athleticism in basketball has changed in such a way that makes it really difficult.
Can I just ask it? So, all three of you guys.
Yeah.
So, I thought it would be OKC in five. Possible sweep. Not only am I stunned that they won, Spike, but how... So here's where I thought Indiana could get past them. OKC can squeeze the screws and get stops at the end of the game. And
they
exactly how Indiana beat them. They couldn't stop them when it mattered. That really... I was stunned by that win.
I was pretty stunned by it, too. And OKC is a pretty outrageous defensive team. But, like, the thing about the NBA is you can get a three-point shot, you know? And, like, they were hitting three-point shots. Toppin was hitting three-point shots. Mathurin hit three-point shots. Like, if they're going to hit threes, and, you know, they've done it enough times now where you're not going to say it's lucky. I think you could pick out one of them and say they just got hot.
Neesmith's a good shooter.
Yeah, I think the reason I would take Oklahoma City still in the rest of the series is overall through a series, I think that defense is going to be too hard for Indiana to score. All right.
Yeah.
We got to let you go, Tasting it down, because I got to fire somebody on the air.
You're not the PD anymore.
Justin, what are you doing?
I'm simply making sure I have my things in the right order for the next segment. Didn't make sure my slider was down. Once again, Donovan Chespat, that's on me.
Okay.
And the next time you say you've been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah. Call me back when it's 20.
Yeah. That's so good. It's been a great day. Listen, sometimes mistakes make great radio.
You know, get out of my face! Here's the truth.
Oh, that's Bros. I thought that was D'Orazio, like a little too fired up.
Here's the truth, is that everybody makes mistakes. I make mistakes. Producers make mistakes. When you start getting chesty about it, that's when karma comes back for you. You got a little chesty, and then all of a sudden the buttons came for you. The buttons came for you, buddy.
It's true.
Yeah, the all of a sudden you look in that studio, and there's 7,000 buttons all around, and they're all dying. I was saying, push me. Push me. No, push me.
I don't do stupid.
Yeah, well.
Disagree.
Unbelievable.
Should the Stairs home run been there?
Oh, that's a good one, too. But I don't know what you take out.
I know. The Victorino Grand Slam.
That's the problem is, what do you take out?
I know.
Yep. This would be a good top 11 list.
It could be. Top 11 at 5.
Yeah. I know AI stepping over Tyronn Lue in the finals is a huge, iconic moment.
Yep.
Him crossing over Michael Jordan
is another one.
Yeah. Wasn't in the 2000s.
No, I agree.
And his
rookie season.
We all know that Jordan's defense was long overrated.
Okay, all right. Yeah, get out of here.
It was, and he couldn't go left.
Can you? Enough.
And Wilt was a bad teammate.
Wilt was a bad teammate.
You saw that video.
I saw the video you sent us. All right. Well,
Creed's supposed to come up next.
Yeah, Creed, you never know. That's the thing to keep tuning in for, is what sound is going to come out of the studio. Is it going to be at the right time? The only way you can find out is if you stick around.
Mark D'Orazio behind the glass.
Yep. He has the yips.
He's got the yips.
Oh, Mackie D'Orazio. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation party is always better at Chickies. Book yours at chickiesandpeets.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.